This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The glorious sounds of Beethoven's Ninth will fill the Duane Smith Auditorium at Los Alamos High School Sunday afternoon. The no-charge fundraising concert is a collaboration between several Los Alamos music organizations. With us this morning is the conductor of the concert, director of the Los Alamos Community Winds, Dr. Ted Vivas. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
First of all, who will be performing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony on Sunday afternoon?
It's going to be a combined group. We have the accompaniment ensemble is the Los Alamos Community Winds. The choir will be a combined group of the Los Alamos Choral Society and the Los Alamos High School Choral Program. It's going to be a good-sized chorus. And then we are also bringing in four soloists, Louise Mendius on soprano, Melissa Riedel soprano, Andreas Tischhauser on tenor, and Lauren Jacobson on baritone.
Now, people are listening to this, and they're saying, Beethoven's Ninth, the Los Alamos Community Winds. Obviously, this is going to be a different version of Beethoven's enormous Ninth Symphony.
Different in that the accompaniment is going to be done by a wind ensemble concert band as opposed to the standard orchestra, which brings with it certain changes in timbres, obviously, without the strings.
And you have done most of the arranging yourself.
Yes, I took the original Beethoven score, tried to keep it as close as possible to the actual Beethoven orchestration, but still be a version for a concert band, using the same Beethoven wind and brass orchestration, double woodwinds, four horns, two trumpets, and three trombones.
That's terrific. Why Beethoven's Ninth? Why did you choose to do that piece of music?
I think there's several reasons. First of all, it's Beethoven's Ninth. I mean, it's one of the most important works in the choral and instrumental repertoire. The whole theme of the brotherhood of man, and it's got that universal message that I think gets nearly everybody that either listens to it or performs it. You want to give your musicians an opportunity to experience that particular piece. And fortunately, we have the numbers and the individuals in Los Alamos that we thought we'd give it a try.
We mentioned that this is going to be a fundraising concert. You're going to be taking donations at the door. Where will these funds go to?
We're giving the proceeds to the Los Alamos High School Choral Department. It's just our way of, first of all, showing appreciation for them joining us on this concert, but also our way of giving back to the community. I mean, that's one of the things that we really try to do in our group, is to find ways that we can connect and communicate and contribute to the community. And I think that is the key to everything. It's important that we show the community as a whole, but particularly the young people in the community, that there is something that they can do musically, that they don't have to go to school and study music. They don't have to become professional musicians. There are ways that they can still make that part of their life, that they can still contribute and participate in musical activities beyond high school. I think there's a lot of people, I know it's true in the band world, that they finish high school and they may have played in band and they put that instrument away and never pick it up again. We have several people in the Winds that did that exact thing and have picked up their instrument after not having played it for 20, 30 years and are just having a wonderful time relearning or rediscovering what it was that they enjoyed when they were kids.
Right. Dr. Ted Vivas leads a variety of Los Alamos music organizations, the Community Winds, the Choral Society, the High School Choral Department, and guest vocalists in Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, Sunday afternoon at 4 in the auditorium at Los Alamos High School. No tickets are required. A suggested donation will be taken at the door. For details, go to lacw.org. Ted, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.